All right, welcome back everyone to another deep dive with Mattress Advisory. Now, before we get into the nitty-gritty, make sure you check out the links we have for this deep dive. There's a special discount waiting for you there.
Oh, nice.
And today, we are going to be looking at the Helix Dusk Lux Mattress.
Okay.
You shared some information from Mattress Advisory with us.
Yeah.
And our mission is to break down the important points for you to see if this mattress is right for you and your family's comfort and well-being.
Yeah, that's right. We're talking comfort and safety today.
Absolutely.
We've got a lot of good information for you guys. We've got direct user experiences from online forums, and we've also got some in-depth analysis straight from Mattress Advisory.
Yeah, this is going to give us like a really well-rounded view of what it's like to sleep on this mattress.
For sure.
Okay, let's jump right in. It seems that some users... Some initial impressions, some concerns came out about support. Some users, particularly those with higher body weight, reported the mattress sinking and losing its support over time.
Yeah.
Especially around the hip and lower back area.
Yeah, that's a common issue, especially with mattresses that have a lot of foam in them.
Right. And this is a pretty significant issue, because we even saw some feedback from a user, Alter23,
right,
who was permitted to return the mattress before the standard 30-day trial.
Wow, so they must have been really unhappy with it.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. And it wasn't an isolated incident either. Another user, UIntercontinental001,
right,
who is 6'2" and weighs 225 pounds, found that the plush pillow top actually caused their pelvis to sink.
Interesting.
Leading to back pain. And this is interesting because the Dusk Lux is marketed as having a medium firmness.
That is interesting. You'd think that it would be supportive enough for most people.
Right. So it almost seems counterintuitive, doesn't it?
It does. Really does. I mean, you know, medium firmness is supposed to be like that sweet spot between comfort and support. But it sounds like for some folks, especially those who are a little heavier, that balance might not be quite right.
Right.
And even the zoned coil layer, which is meant to give you that extra support in your lumbar region, like the part of your back that curves inward.
Right, right.
It sounds like it wasn't enough for these users.
Yeah. So a key takeaway for you at home.
Yeah.
Especially if you are on the heavier side or, you know, you prefer a firmer feel, is to look beyond just that advertised medium firmness.
Good point.
And consider the alternatives that Mattress Advisory mentioned, like the Helix Twilight Lux or the Helix Plus.
Yeah, those are both good options for people who need a little more support.
But let's list.
Yeah.
Talk about break-in period.
Oh, the break-in period.
Yeah, that could explain some of these initial firmness concerns.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people don't realize that a brand new mattress can feel quite different than one that's been broken in...
Right. A brand new Helix Dusk Lux might feel noticeably firmer than the models you try out in a showroom. And this is because those foam layers in the mattress need some time to soften up and mold to your body.
They need to breathe a little bit.
Yes, they need to breathe. Mattress Advisory points out that this adjustment period typically takes around 2 to 4 weeks. Factors like your body weight, the temperature of your bedroom, and the amount of time you spend lying on the mattress can all influence how long this process takes.
Yeah, it really varies from person to person.
It does. And this is why Helix recommends giving the mattress at least a full 30 days before making a final decision.
Makes sense.
This gives you time for that break-in to happen. And if after that period, it still doesn't feel right, they do offer options for returns or even exchanges for a softer model like the Moonlight Lux.
Yeah.
That seems like a better fit.
See, they've got you covered, no matter what your preference is.
So keep that trial period in mind when you're considering this mattress.
So for you at home, are you the kind of person who likes to give things a little time to adjust? Or do you need to know right away if it's the right fit? Because, you know, that break-in period is real.
Yeah. Okay, now let's move on to value.
Okay.
Despite some of these initial concerns about firmness and long-term support, many users actually feel that. The Helix Dusk Lux offers really strong value over time.
I could see that. I mean, it's got a lot going for it.
It does. It's got that premium hybrid construction. It's got the Helix Responsive Foam and the Ergo-Align Contour Foam.
Which is great for pressure relief. You know, it helps to cradle your body.
Right. It's also got the Helix Dynamic Foam for responsiveness. And most importantly, the individually wrapped coils.
Ah, the coils. That's what gives you that support.
And this means that when one person moves, the motion is contained to that area.
Yeah.
And it's not disturbing their partner.
That's a game changer for couples.
Huge benefit for couples.
For sure.
This combination is intended to provide that balance feel we talked about earlier to cater to a variety of sleep positions, like side, back, and stomach.
So no matter how you like to sleep, this mattress has got you covered.
And it's designed to support a range of body weights too, generally up to 250 to 300 pounds per sleeper. However, if you're above that weight, you might want to consider the Helix Plus Lux.
Right, because that's designed to handle a little more weight.
And the cooling features are a big benefit too, like the Tensil or Glaciutex cover.
Especially if you tend to sleep hot.
Especially if you sleep hot. And as we mentioned, for couples, that motion isolation is so valuable.
Absolutely. You know, it can really make or break a good night's sleep.
So, you're getting a lot of premium features.
Yeah.
For the price with this mattress.
Right. And then you add in the 100-night trial, the free shipping, free returns, the lifetime warranty.
It all adds up.
It really does. It's like a safety net for your sleep.
Right. Now, let's talk about Helix's customer service.
Okay.
And the overall quality of how the mattresses are made. They seem to have a really good track record in those areas.
They do. They do. Helix is known for being really responsive and helpful with customer service. They're also very transparent about the materials they use.
Which is nice.
Yeah, because you know exactly what you're getting.
And all of their mattresses, including the Dusk Lux, are Certicure US certified.
Which means no harmful chemicals and low VOCs.
Right, which is super important for your health.
Exactly. You don't want to be breathing in a bunch of nasty stuff while you're sleeping.
Especially when you're sleeping.
Right.
And they're really open about the specifics, like the density of their foam.
Right.
And the coil counts.
Which is not something that all mattress companies do.
It's not. And they use customer feedback to improve their designs.
That's great to hear.
It is.
It means they're really listening to their customers.
Yeah.
And trying to make the best products possible.
And people have reported good experiences with their support team, resolving issues and facilitating returns.
That's what you want to hear.
It is. Okay, so let's dive into the balance support. The Helix Dusk Lux is designed to offer.
Okay.
This is meant to be a good middle ground for those of us who shift between different sleeping positions throughout the night.
Yeah.
I'm a combination sleeper, so this is important to me.
The comfort system, the way they've combined the foam layers, is designed to provide contouring and relieve pressure points without you sinking in too much.
Oh, that's a delicate balance.
It is. And it lets the mattress adapt as you move and change positions while you sleep, so your spine stays aligned.
That's crucial for a good night's sleep.
And that hybrid construction with the foam and the coils really contributes to that balance.
Yeah, you've got the comfort of the foam and the support of the coils.
While there's a zoned support system with firmer coils in the center for your hips and softer coils for your shoulders, it's designed to feel balanced rather than having distinct zones.
So it's like a subtle support rather than a really targeted one.
Right. Okay, so now let's talk about the overall user sentiment.
Okay.
What are people saying about the Helix Dusk Lux?
Well, overall, people seem to really like it. They appreciate the comfort, the versatility, and the fact that it's good for couples because of the motion isolation. But of course, we have to acknowledge the concerns about the long-term firmness, the break-in period, and the back discomfort that some users have reported.
Especially heavier individuals.
Right. But a lot of people have praised it for its support and the minimal motion transfer.
So it's a bit of a mixed bag.
It is. Mm. But the good news is the 100-night trial and the return policy really minimize the risk.
That's a huge plus.
It seems to be recommended for people who like a medium feel and need good motion isolation.
Makes sense.
So to help clarify some things, let's go through some FAQs that Mattress Advisory has addressed.
All right, sure.
The firmness is generally rated as a medium, around a 6.5 out of 10. It's considered a good option for side sleepers, offering pressure relief and spinal alignment. The break-in period, as we've mentioned, is 2 to 4 weeks.
Right.
A lot of people with back pain report finding relief on this mattress, but heavier individuals might need to consider a firmer option, like the Helix Plus Lux.
Good point.
Motion isolation is considered excellent, so it's great for couples. The weight limit is around 250 to 300 pounds, but again, if you're above that, the Helix Plus Lux is recommended. Comes with that 100-night home trial and free returns if it doesn't work out. A lifetime warranty for peace of mind. And it's designed with cooling features to prevent overheating. And in terms of cost, A queen size typically ranges from $18.99 to $29.99, although prices can vary, and discounts are often available.
So it's a good idea to shop around and see what kind of deals you can find.
Absolutely. So to summarize, the Helix Dusk Luxe seems to be a good option, especially if you like a medium feel and you need good motion isolation. But keep in mind that it might soften over time, and it might not be the best for heavier folks or those who prefer a really firm sleep surface. Mm. And don't forget about that break-in period.
Yeah, that's important.
So ultimately, the decision is up to you.
Oh.
But that 100-night trial gives you plenty of time to try it out.
Exactly. And make sure it's the right fit for you.
We hope this deep dive has been helpful and informative.
We've covered a lot of ground today.
We have. But as always, do your own research and consider your individual needs before making a decision.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And don't forget to check out those links one more time for that special discount. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you next time.
See you later.
For another deep dive with Mattress Advisory.